Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Scrolling Wednesday, October 14th. It's -1 degrees, feels like -5 with the old wind chill. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you once again by, you know it, FeedPress. Visit feed.press/dailyish for 250 megabytes of flexible file storage that rolls over each month. You can easily upload 4 months or more, 4 episodes or more per month. Upgrading is easy, starting at a flat rate of just $20 for 1 gigabyte. And this week, a new analytics component has been added, geolocation, so bloggers and podcasters can now see where their readers and listeners are located around the globe. Not precisely, not like we can see your address or anything like that, but it just kind of gives a taste of who's coming from where in the world, the country that they're coming from. For example, knowing that 90% of your fans are located within the U.S. is important if you're recommending a U.S.-centric product or service, which I'm not, because nuts to the U.S. You hear that? I'm tired of apps and things that I get recommended to me, deals, and they're all just based for U.S. only people. So nuts to the U.S. is what I say. Well, at least when it comes to deals and apps. So, and Apple pricing, actually. So nuts to the U.S. for that. I'm not pausing this program. I just thought I'd put a little scare into the hearts of anybody who's listening to this and happens to also listen to Show Me Your Mic, which I just released an episode yesterday detailing that I was pausing Show Me Your Mic for a bit, just to try and take a little breather, reflect, refresh, some other phrase or saying related to that. And it'll probably end up, you know, that I don't ever do the show again. That's usually what happens, like when you do these kinds of things, like take your foot off the gas or whatever. But hopefully not. And I'm hearing kids screaming outside. It's good. Good morning for kids behaving. But yeah, so it's just a bit of a break, just to try and see what's next, because I haven't really had a official break from podcasting. I've stopped and forgotten to record episodes and things like that from time to time. But from that show, it's been going for quite a while, and I'm just feeling a bit burnt out on it, and so just needing to break and see what my brain comes up with next for either that show or something entirely different. Such is life. But yeah, the Apple announced some new gears, new 21.5-inch or whatever iMacs, and upgraded their 27-inch iMacs to 5K color display, amazing screens. But then also released new Magic Keyboard, Magic Mouse, Magic Trackpads. And I was intrigued. Like, I don't really care. My mouse works fine. The Magic Mouse 2 now adds charging ability off the Lightning port connector, same thing that you use for your newer iPhone or iPad. So it's kind of handy. And also the keyboard as well, and the trackpad, they charge an internal battery. So I guess that'll be good. There's always the fear of like anything with just an internal battery that you cannot replace means you're stuck if you forget your cable. But obviously you wouldn't be using that mouse, keyboard, or trackpad if you don't have a computer nearby. It's not like your phone where you're like out and about doing stuff, complaining about US prices on stuff, just out in the wild somewhere with your phone and don't have a charger or can't swap batteries out. So I think it's a good idea. And more and more devices from Apple are going this route of having charging with the little lightning port dock connector thingy. The new Apple TV remote is going to have that same kind of charger. The Apple Pencil for the iPad Pro has the same kind of charger. So in as much as people feel like Apple, you know, changes ports and adapters and things often, they actually stick with them pretty well and go all in when they do. And for that, at least that generation or two or whatever, and as things, when it makes sense to replace and change to a new port, they do it, and rather than sticking with something forever. And I kind of appreciate that, as much as it's kind of a pain. But you know, like, you sell your old device with the old adapters and someone else takes them and uses them and you buy new ones, and it's just the circle of life. Hakuna Matata, like Elton John said. Okay, well, that's this episode of Dailyish. What's going on in your world? Let me know. Hit the discuss this episode link if you want to add a comment, or at me on Twitter. I think people used to say that. Reply on Twitter. iChris is my account on Twitter. Chris@goodstuff.fm is my email address. You can always support me and what I'm doing here at Good Stuff. Even while I'm paused on Show Me Your Mic, you can still support it. because it'll mean I'll do more other stuff. Patreon. Patreon.com/iChris. Get all choked up just talking about it. I haven't done a feedback follow-up Friday in a while, so it's Wednesday. I'll just say that as the page loads very slowly, that there is still slowly loading 22 people giving $90 a month. And if you haven't already checked it out, you should definitely go check out click the link, support Chris N's creating podcasts in the show notes, and watch the video with my son talking about how and why. So there's that. Hope you have a great Wednesday. See you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye.